It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the AdvisorShares New Tech and Media ETF, ticker symbol FNG. And joining us via phone from just outside Philadelphia to discuss this ETF is the portfolio manager, Dave Chinaki. He's with Sabretooth Advisors. Dave, a pleasure having you on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
So, Dave, a lot I want to cover today, but let's start with the ETF itself. This is an actively managed ETF. It's focused on disruptive tech and media companies. Take us from there. What's the overall investment approach, and what are you ultimately seeking to capture here?
Okay, we're basically looking for people who are funds that want to get some growth exposure. We're going to give them exposure to the FANGs, the original FANG stocks, the Facebooks, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Although sometimes we're not in them, and based on technicals, we could be out of Facebook, for instance, right now, and Netflix. We don't have anything in the portfolio. But if technicals turn around, we could be back and have a small position now. Now, we've been public since July of 2017, and our net asset value now is just under $30 million. But what we are going to do with the fund is not only looking for the FANG exposure, but looking for disruptors in the industry. And we start off with a universe of looking at consumer discretionary and IT stocks. We look at stocks that have a market cap over $500 million and that are doing revenue growth of greater than 10% a year. Once we have that universe broken down, usually when we run a screen like that, we may come up with about 200 to 220 stocks. And then we basically go through that and evaluate each individually on a fundamental and a technical basis. What we're going to do and what we're looking for in the future is areas such as artificial intelligence and robotics, 5G, blockchain, and security, Internet of Things, where in that area we may be looking for semiconductor stocks, and also cloud. We see these as the top five areas in the future where new tech is going to be hot. And in AI and robotics, we're looking at stocks like NVIDIA, Intuical, Surgicals, 5G, stocks like Cisco, Juniper, Iridium, blockchain security. Right now, we're not finding much in the small companies of blockchain security. We're seeing bigger companies getting involved, such as IBM, Microsoft. But we're still looking for that small new disruptor that's going to come out there in the industry, maybe to have a niche that'll be hit the market and will be a stock that flies. Semis, right now semis have been beaten down, but we still have some AMD and some ABI in our portfolio right now.
And Dave, how many holdings do you typically target in this ETF?
We're generally in the 20 to 30 range. It's been like that for maybe about 6 months. We've occasionally gotten to, I think, maybe a tops of 35 or so. So we basically keep it small. And in some cases, we'll take some bigger positions. Like Amazon right now, we have about a 12% position in Amazon. We feel that Amazon is still going to be strong, especially with the holiday season's coming up. Their sales will probably push their stocks and their revenue.
Dave, you mentioned Amazon. Can you talk a little bit about valuations in this space overall? And maybe we can focus in on the FANG stocks specifically. You know, from a price performance standpoint, it's been a tough past couple of months. I actually saw a tweet last week that $605 billion has been wiped off the total market cap of the five FANG stocks alone, which is unbelievable. That's from the recent highs. Facebook's down like 35% from its 52-week high. Netflix is down over 25%. Alphabet's down over 15%. What's your take on both the recent price performance and then valuations?
Well, I think what we're seeing there is there's now more opportunity in some other areas. If you look at the charts of these stocks, you'll see them. They've all had a steady rise for probably the last 10 years with very little interruptions, maybe some minor pullbacks, minor corrections, but they've basically been straight up. So it's time that I think people are starting to move with the economy not as stagnant as it was. There's other areas people are now looking to say, okay, let me put some money into this area and take a little off the table here.
Dave, obviously, most investors are familiar with, you know, the FANG stocks and, you know, the Microsofts and Amazons of the world. Can you maybe tell us about a company or two in the ETF that you find particularly compelling, something that might be off the radar a bit for investors?
Yeah, and this one that we like, it came to market, or came public, I guess, in 2015. Was Square. People obviously have heard of that, but it's one that we still see having a future and still plenty of growth. Right now, their market cap is about $21 billion, and they have been having a steady revenue of over $2 billion a year. And even with the hits that we saw in the other FANG stocks, this stock, year-to-date, even taking a pullback, is still up 100%. So I think they have a lot to offer out there, and they're also getting they're a company too that will be getting in the blockchain, because payment systems is one of their top products for new businesses coming to market, and we see that being a big player for them.
Our guest is Dave Chenacki. We're spotlighting the Advisor Shares New Tech and Media ETF, ticker FNG. Dave is a portfolio manager for that ETF. Dave, where does this ETF fit in an investor's portfolio? How do you think it should be used?
I think in people looking for growth, we're always going to be looking for growth, and we're going to be looking for some new products like the new disruptor. So people that maybe don't, even the retail investors who don't have the money to buy Amazon stocks, they're like $1,000 a share, and you're not able to go in there and buy 1,000 shares. This product gives the people, retail investors like that, an opportunity to get in there and get a piece of the action.
We have just a few minutes left. You know, anytime we spotlight an actively managed ETF, I always like to ask this particular question. Obviously, your holdings are available every single day, right? The ETF wrapper requires that daily transparency. Do you see that as a hindrance at all? You know, sort of putting your secret sauce out there?
Not really a problem. I don't see it as a problem. We're in areas that, of course, we wouldn't mind seeing people come in and buy the stocks that we're in. So it's obviously, I don't see that being a hindrance to us.
All right, we have about a minute left. I did want to ask you about Advisor Shares. They have a unique business model where they partner with various active managers. They've been a leader in actively managed ETFs. I believe they have somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion in assets. Why were they a good fit for you?
Particularly the active management, we were looking for an outfit who was had several portfolios that were actively managed already, and one of our chief investment officers I think has a personal relationship with someone there too, so it was a natural fit to put the numbers together, and it worked out.
Well, Dave, really appreciate your time today. Excellent discussion. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Dave Chenacki, portfolio manager for the Advisor Shares New Tech and Media ETF. Again, ticker symbol FNG. And you can learn more about this ETF by visiting advisorshares.com.